Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
I swear, if you say, hi, this is Dave Matthews, I will throw my pen at your eye.
No. Seriously, I do an impression of Dave Matthews.
All right, go ahead.
Ready?
Tap, tap. Are you sure you weren't selling livestock there for a minute or doing Adam Sandler?
No. That was good. You got to admit that.
Class is in.
This is Rock School. My name is Joe Burns. You are?
Chad P.
Now, Chad, let me ask you a quick question. What are you going to be doing this coming Sunday?
It's not Sunday.
It might be Sunday now, but what are you going to be doing Sunday?
Well, there's a football game.
Yeah, well, there you go. You're not going to be listening to Rock School on Sunday?
Well, I get the show early. So
yeah, well, okay. Well, do you know what? No, because it's a very important show. Very important show.
As are all of them.
May actually supersede the Super Bowl, ladies and gentlemen.
Is that
right? Yes. May actually DVR that Super Bowl. I'm going to have to come back. I'm listening to the Rock School radio show, ladies and gentlemen. Do you know what number Rock School this is? Because I keep every single Rock School inside of a large CD case, and I number them all. Do you know what number this is?
I don't have to know because I have you.
This is number 200.
Are you serious?
This is our 200th Rock School show.
Wow.
We have done 200 of these things.
I feel archived.
You are. You've been archived.
I've been archived.
You are old and dusty and down in the basement.
Dude, we're a zip folder.
That's right.
Oh,
we are franchised out. This is the Rock School 200th show.
Wow.
Now, I knew this was coming, obviously, because as I put them in each week, I see, 85, mm-hmm. 92, and mm-hmm. I knew this was coming up. And I figured for the 200th show, every time we do an anniversary,
yeah,
I pick a show that is offered up by a listener.
Yeah.
And we're going to do our fourth anniversary coming up this year. So I already have that show set up. I'm thinking, what can we do for our 200th show?
I know one thing we're not doing.
What's that?
We're not eating cake.
No, there's no cake. That's true. Again, another milestone, no cake.
I actually looked it up. You get a cake at 500.
Is that true?
Yeah, so
okay,
200,
so we're getting there,
like
two-fifths of the way.
A muffin or something.
Well, where's the muffin? All right. For the 200th, I figured, is there anything in the world of rock that has the number 200
I can think of
attached
something.
To it? What do you got?
Billboard.
Yeah, you're right. Good
I am
for
right.
you. The Billboard 200.
Hey.
Billboard's ranking of the 200 highest selling music albums and EPs in the United States, published weekly by our friends at Billboard Magazine.
We appreciate those guys.
That's right. So for this week, as we celebrate our 200th show, trying not to sort of spend the hour just sort of patting each other on the back for not killing each other for the past pushing 4 years, we're going to look at the Billboard 200, tell you about the chart, where it came from, and some of the sort of records that are inside of it. Do you know, Chad P., some people actually know this. This is a fairly well-known fact. Do you know the album which has stayed on the Billboard 200 the longest time?
I'm going to say Sgt. Pepper's from the Beatles.
It's not a bad guess. As of 2008, Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon.
Wow.
Has been on the Billboard 200 chart.
How long?
1,630 weeks.
Weeks.
Or approximately 31 years.
Ooh.
Consecutively, the album spent a record 741 weeks on the Billboard 200. The other weeks were spent on the top pop catalog. Mm-hmm. Why? Because the 200 didn't exist before that. Its closest rival is Bob Marley's Legend, checking in at over 975 weeks.
Wow.
So that's the one that has the longest time on the chart. From Dark Side of the Moon, Money. Think I'll buy me a Learjet. Celebrating 200, this is Rock School.
My certainly was in the right.
1,630 weeks on the charts. There were actually groups of people that when this started to slip off the chart,
yeah,
they went out and bought some to keep it up there. They pushed it up. There were clubs that did that.
It's losing its standing, guys. Let's get it back up there.
All right, we're celebrating our 200th show on Rock School, talking about the Billboard 200. Let me tell you how the Billboard 200 is put together. It comes from SoundScan sales data. Meaning,
a red light.
You got it. 1,400 beep. Music sellers as soon as it goes across. Beep. Are digital downloads included? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
As long as the entire album is purchased as a whole.
Oh, are you serious?
Yeah, you can't just grab it song to song.
Can but if you somebody imagine goes
in, what's that?
What it would be like if you would just, if they would count it while you just grabbing one song?
Well, you couldn't do it as an album. This is an album chart.
Oh, that's true.
You have to grab the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
Albums that are not licensed for sale in the United States are not eligible for the chart.
All right.
Obviously, that makes sense. And by the way, how many times have you seen it that this album is exclusive to Walmart? Or exclusive to Starbucks.
Yeah.
That's the only time you can do it. Until November of 2007, those were not included in the Billboard 200.
Mm.
And it wasn't until after that that they were allowed. So those albums, like I think the last AC/DC album was only sold at Walmart.
Mm.
Before 2007, that would not have made it to the Billboard 200. And also holiday albums. It used to be that holiday albums before 1974 were not allowed to go on to the Billboard 200 holiday chart.
What about
the Billboard 200 chart?
What about those things that are offered exclusively through Time Life Music?
That I don't know about. My assumption is they don't sell enough.
You know what I'm talking about?
Those, I do, those, yeah. The certain
compilation
songs of the
70s. CDs, yeah, stuff like that.
That I don't know. I didn't find anything about that.
Mm.
The entire chart, the concept of the chart at least, began in 1945 and only had five positions. It wasn't really until 1956 that the whole concept of we're going to have a full-size, no-kidding album chart got underway. Actually, March 24th, 1956. The count of albums was up to 30.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really the first time Billboard decided we're going to have a chart specifically for albums. Why even worry about it? Because you remember, we're back in 1956.
Mm-hmm.
There just wasn't a lot of albums.
You're right.
A lot of the stuff was 45s, but the long play was coming out, and so Billboard said, okay, in 56, we're going to have album chart. Had to be a first number one.
Yes, there was.
That's right. And the first number one was Belafonte by Harry Belafonte.
Hey-o.
And if you bought it, this was one of the songs you heard. This is called Waterboy by Harry Belafonte. Rock School. All right, this is Rock School as we celebrate 200 shows by talking about the Billboard 200 chart. What a show. We play Pink Floyd, we're going to Harry Belafonte,
yeah,
and you're not going to believe who we're going to play next.
Well, I probably wouldn't.
This show, honest to God, has the weirdest grouping of music sometimes.
Well, you put together most of the playlists.
I know, and I love it. I really do, because I could never program like this in commercial radio.
No.
Ever. Todd, the guy who runs this radio station,
yeah,
has given me carte blanche.
He
has. He's just said, go ahead, run the radio show.
Woo.
All right, let's talk about on the Billboard 200, most weeks at number one. Most weeks at number one.
Most weeks at number one.
Yeah. Elvis Presley, Blue Hawaii, spent 20 weeks, as did The Bodyguard by Whitney Houston.
Hammer, really? It did? What?
Believe it or not. Please Hammer, Don't Hurt Him, MC Hammer, 21 weeks. Purple Rain, 24. Saturday Night Fever, 24. Rumors by Fleetwood Mac, 31.
Mm.
The South Pacific soundtrack, 31. Calypso, Harry Belafonte again. You can't underestimate how popular this guy was when he was making records, 31.
I love him.
Thriller by Michael Jackson, 37. The album that sat at number one for the longest sat there between 1962 and 1963 for 54 4 weeks. Now, Michael Jackson only sat there with Thriller, maybe the most highest selling ever. 54 weeks.
Let me take a crack at it.
This album sat at number one.
Pet Sounds.
No.
No?
No, believe it or not. It's a soundtrack to a play.
What?
West Side
Story.
No, you
Story. Don't say it.
I kid you not. 54 weeks, West Side Story sat at number one on the Billboard 200 album chart.
What year was that?
That was 1962 to 1963.
Must have not been anything coming out.
Well, right before the Beatles exploded. It was just before the British invasion. And here's one from West Side Story. Told you, I had carte blanche. Here's the Jets song.
Lord.
Rock School.
When you're a Jet all the way from your first cigarette to your last dying day. When you're a Jet, let them do what they can. You've got brothers.
So keep your nose hidden. We're hanging a sign. Since visitors forbidden. And we ain't kidding. Here come the Jets, yeah. And we're gonna beat every last bugging gang on the whole bugging street. On the whole bugging ever loving street.
All right, what's the matter with you? What's the matter with you?
Do you really want me to tell you?
Okay, we're on a radio. You
after 200 episodes,
yes.
I feel that I can be dead honest with you.
You can be blunt with me.
Pink Floyd.
Yeah, great song.
Belafonte.
Not bad.
West Side Story.
It's only 2 minutes long.
It doesn't matter.
You can stand on your head for 2 minutes,
what?
Chad P. You can stand on your head for 2 minutes, huh?
I said at the beginning of the year, I wasn't going to let you get to me. I feel like you're doing this on purpose.
You let the topic muse take you, and that's part of what this show is all about. You hear stuff here you're not going to hear anywhere else. I could have picked the overture, went on for 12 minutes.
I'm just saying.
12 minutes.
You
Chad.
Got the Billboard 200 there
I do
at
here.
Your
Look
fingertips.
At all these. I got all kinds of great stuff.
Right.
But you never hear that kind of stuff on the radio.
There's a reason.
You never hear burps on the radio either.
That's
but
right.
Probably a reason for that. 200 shows we're in. So let me take a break here and just sort of pat each other on the back. Chad, congratulations for putting up for 200 shows.
Same to you,
Got
brother.
A favorite, man?
Oh, yeah, mine.
Yeah, you know,
the
your drummer's show, yeah.
No, actually, I have about 5 favorite shows. I really enjoyed it when we got to do the Aerosmith Spotlight show at the beginning of the run.
Yeah.
And I love the backmasking show. I thought that was an interesting
topic.
That one
scared you.
No.
Did you have trouble going to bed that night?
No, I was cool.
You go cuddle
cool.
up next to your son.
Jacob, help. I like the Riders show where we looked at all the different riders and, the radio stories.
Yeah, we should do that
again. That was a great one.
We should do that again.
We got plenty of them.
My favorite by far are the ones where I can introduce new music, you know, like West Side Story to people. The Gibson guitar album one. Yeah, I don't try to push buttons. You're just easily pushed.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
Right.
And thing about it is, folks, we don't. This is just for the radio. He's the godfather of my children. Here, we just, you know, when we get off the air, we punch each other.
Right.
So anytime I can introduce new music, and I'm also doing, since I did the Gibson guitar albums, I'm doing the Gibson acoustic players.
Oh, cool.
And believe me, I've chosen people from that list. If you know who they are, you need to get out more. Hello, KLSU. Thanks for running the 200th radio show of Rock School.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. See you at the Super Bowl after party. It's the official site.
Yeah, you're going to bust them right up there.
The MVP gets there first.
Join us on Facebook, search Rock School Radio Show, say happy 200th, and we will say, gosh, thank you. We're lonely. We're so lonely.
No cake.
Friend us. Where is the cake? Why is there no cake? Back in a minute, Rock School. All right, a couple of little bits of information to get us into the next song here. You would think that the Beatles, with all they had on the Billboard singles chart, that the Beatles would sort of rule the number 1, 2, 3, 4, what have you section that of the Billboard 200.
That was my assumption, yeah.
Yeah, well, not actually. It's only happened three times that someone has owned the number 1 and number 2 section of this the album chart here, the Billboard 200. Bob Newhart, as in the comedian, was the first person to own the number 1 and the number 2 slot on the Billboard 200. Did it with, the Button Down Mine and the Button Down Mine Strikes Back. Did it in the 1960s. The other times it happened, Guns N' Roses did it in 1991 with Use Your Illusion 1 and Lose Your Illusion 2.
They put them out at the same time.
Well, yeah. And then Nelly's Suit and Sweat did it at the same time. What else do I have on here? At one point in the 1980s, all 9 studio albums released by Led Zeppelin were on the Billboard 200 chart. It's the most studio albums by a single artist to chart at the same time.
Cool deal.
All 9 were on at the same time. And this one will get us into one we're going to play. Only artists, these are the only artists, to have 5 consecutive albums debut at number 1.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z has done it. DMX has done it. Metallica has done it. And this band has done it. Dave Matthews. Man, that's too much. Right here, Rock School. Matthews, Too Much on Rock School, doing our 200th show as we celebrate the Billboard 200 charts.
Hey, Doc, you want to hear my impression of Dave Matthews?
Oh,
I do one.
If you say, hi, this is Dave Matthews, I will throw my pen at your eye.
No. Seriously, I do an impression of Dave Matthews.
All right, go ahead.
You ready?
All right.
Tap, tap.
Are you sure you weren't selling livestock there for a minute or doing Adam Sandler?
No. That was good. You got to admit that.
I don't. All right. Welcome to the bottom of the hour. My name is Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
Yeah, well done. We're going to do 7 days and 70 seconds, January 31st, about to fall into the second month of the year, all the way through Sunday, February 6th. Chad has Monday. Go ahead and go.
January 31 in 1955, RCA demonstrates the first full system created to play musical sounds electronically, and it is officially known as the RCA Mark II synthesizer.
How about that? Tuesday, February 1st, 25 years ago in 1986, Wedding Bells in Geneva. Of course, that's where I got married, in Geneva. Yeah, Geneva, Pennsylvania. Where Diana Ross marries Norwegian millionaire. Of course, that's who I married, a Norwegian millionaire. Arnie Nass.
February 2nd, the groundhogs are coming. In 1973, NBC Television debuted the Midnight Special.
And of course, if he sees his shadow, that's 2 more years of Chad doing imitations.
Tap, tap.
Thursday, February 3rd, 20 years ago, despite 4 Grammy Award nominations, Sinead O'Connor decides to boycott the ceremonies. She's fun.
Friday, February 4th, it's somebody's birthday in this room. 10 years ago in 2001, an overly expressive Jimmy Buffett was ejected from the Miami Heat courtside for using swear words.
Yes, and then he fell off the stage. Saturday, February 5th, 5 years ago, Rolling Stones perform a censored 3-song set during the halftime at Super Bowl XLI. I don't speak those letters. And Sunday, Sunday, February 6th, 30 years ago, former Beatle Paul, Ringo, and George came together to record all those years ago George Harrison's tribute song to John Lennon.
You don't know Roman numerals?
No, I don't.
PhD?
No. What is PhD? 27 or 3, 6, 4? I don't know. The first album to debut at number 1 on the Billboard 200 was Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy by Elton John. Now, he's going to repeat the same feat with the album Rock of the Westies, the second album to debut at number 1, making John the first artist to have 2 consecutive studio albums go up at number 1. In case you're wondering, Whitney Houston becomes the first female to have an album debut at number 1. from Captain Fantastic and the Brown Dirt Cowboy. This is Elton John, Someone Saved My Life Tonight. Sugar Bear, Rock School. Okay, I just want to point out that before we played Elton John, that break that you heard
was heavily edited.
This is our 200th show.
Right.
That was by far the worst break and I have ever created in our life.
Dude,
edited it together, so it sounded like we knew what we were doing.
But we did.
That was by far the worst break we have ever created in our
horrible.
Life. It took 200 shows, but congratulations on the worst break we have ever done.
I saved it, literally.
Oh, yeah. It got edited to sound pretty, girl. Pretty good. Golly. Just leave that one in. It got edited to sound pretty, girl, but...
I'm leaving it.
That's it. Just leave it in. All right. Here's a couple more things before I go into the next one. Forever Your Girl by Paula Abdul. Remember that one?
Yes.
Spent 64 consecutive weeks on the Billboard 200 before hitting number one, making it the longest time for an album to reach number one.
Mm-hmm.
Rock and roll.
Yeah.
The only EPs, not albums, EPs can go on this as well.
These are the ones with just a few tracks.
That's right. Okay. 4, 6, something like that.
Right.
The only EPs to reach number one are Linkin Park and Jay-Z's collaboration EP. That's Collision Course. The cast of the television series Glee.
I bet on that.
The Power of Madonna and Glee. That's what it is. And, of course, The Music, Journey, and Regionals in 2010. That's all Glee stuff.
All Glee.
Yeah. Hmm. But the one that made it in 1994 you might be interested in, Alice in Chains.
Ooh, ooh.
Jar of Flies.
Love it.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's No Excuses. Rock School. There you go, Alice in Chains, No Excuses. What's your problem?
I don't have a problem. I have a question. Well, why do you always think I have a problem?
Well, you know, you look problemish.
I don't. I'm problemish.
You look problematic.
My question was, why is an EP referred to as extended play and shorter than an LP? I would think the opposite, that an EP would be more, would have more tracks than an LP.
It all has to do with relation to what it's EP'd to.
Did you just make a verb?
I did. I Googled EP'd. It's extended over a single, but it's not extended enough to be an LP, which stands for long play.
Yeah.
So if that's the reasoning behind it. It sounds logical when you put the three of them together, but standing on its own, it sounds goofy.
When you explain it, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
Just to hear extended play, I'm thinking, oh, it must be, you know, maybe 20 tracks.
Sure. It does sound like that because you expect it to be extended over a CD.
Correct.
But it's extended over a single.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. If it stands on its own, it sounds goofy.
No problem. I'm never asking you any more questions.
That's not true.
Because you're like, what's your problem?
You may ask me a question before the show's out. All right. Oldest male to debut at number one, Bob Dylan. He was, 67 years old, Together Through Life. That was the one that he went on with. Oldest female to debut at number one. Barbara Streisand. Barbara Streisand, 67 years old, 5 months. Love is the Answer was the name of the album. I don't even know either of those albums. Isn't that awful?
You don't have that Bob Dylan album?
No, but I have the Barbara Streisand album. I was playing it on the way in today.
You did.
Hello there, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. You run the radio station, and you're good people because of it.
Hello, WBSD in Burlington, Wisconsin. We're so proud of y'all.
Yeah, Matt, you got your team is in, all is good, and you're not going to listen to this radio show. You're going to watch the Super Bowl, as is everybody else. But what the hey, we may get you sometime during the week. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Thank you.
Rock School celebrating the 200th episode, and we're doing the Billboard 200. Let me give you a few more. What are you looking at?
Huh?
What are you looking at?
There's somebody.
Oh, Todd.
Looks like somebody wants to
come
in.
Oh, he's got cake.
Look at that. Come on in.
He has a cake for us.
Oh, he came in.
200th episode. I have a card and a microcake.
Look, it's got shot by a shrink ray.
Wow. Look at that.
It's a beautiful little cake.
It
and
is.
Older,
see what the calorie. The entire cake has 200 calories. That's how small the cake is. Look at that.
This cake is the size of a bread bowl, and the card.
Look at this.
The card is the size of.
Look, underneath his signature on the card, he wrote General Manager Podunk Radio Station.
I like that. Well, congratulations, guys. Have fun. Enjoy.
Hey, we have to eat this cake by February 13th.
Well, okay.
It's got a sticker on it.
Oh, thank you, Todd.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Wonderful. You know, our four-year anniversary is coming up. And we'll expect a much larger cake.
Wow.
Right, one that serves three.
No, well, fantastic. That may not serve two.
That's awesome. Great. Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, Todd.
Thank you. Congratulations.
All right. Thank you.
It's not so much Podunk anymore.
Where were we?
I don't know. I don't remember what we were going to play.
Something about the Beatles.
All right. The Monkees.
Monkees.
Are the only band to have had four number one albums in the same year.
Ah.
That's how Fash Kirshner put them out. The Monkees, More of the Monkees, Headquarters, and Pisces, Aquarius, Capricorn, and Jones Limited.
Of course, those are all probably changed now because of the new zodiac signs.
Entirely possible. And here's something that should make you cry. The Beatles and the cast of Glee are the only people to have three different albums hit number one in the same year.
Oh, wow.
Beatles and the cast of Glee. And finally, the one we're going to play. Most top 10 albums. Elvis Presley, 23. Barbra Streisand, 30. Beatles, 30. Frank Sinatra, 33. Number one, most top 10 albums? Stones, 36. It's one hit to the body. Rock School.
This is Rock School, as we're doing our 200th show.
You know,
eating our cake.
I wouldn't be surprised.
What's that?
The cake that he brought,
mm-hmm.
He wasn't trying to be silly and bring us a small cake.
Mm-hmm.
He probably shopped around for a cake that had 200 calories.
I really did.
That's right. So the more shows we do, the bigger cake we get. Well, that's why we never got a cake. I mean, who could put together a 50 or a 100 calorie cake?
He could have brought us a Pop-Tart. All right. Let me tell you just the rest of these little factoids that I have here. Biggest jump to number one, Pearl Jam jumped from 173 to number one with Vitalogy.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't like that album.
And the Notorious B.I.G. has the record. He jumped from 176 to number one with Life After Death.
Papa!
Yeah. Biggest drop from number one, Light Grenades by Incubus, jumped from number one all the way down to 37.
Wow.
That's a drop and a half.
Hmm.
Now, most number one albums... Let's see. Barbra Streisand, the Rolling Stones, and Bruce Springsteen all have 9.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley has 10. Jay-Z has 11. And goodness gracious, the Beatles have 19. 19 number one albums on the Billboard 200. And the one we're going to finish up on, most cumulative weeks at number one, Garth Brooks, Michael Jackson have 51.
I was going to say Garth Brooks had to be in there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Elvis Presley has 67. And the Beatles have 130.
Wow.
132. Unbelievable. So we'll go out on a Beatles song from Revolver. We'll do Dr. Robert. I am full of cake.
You want some milk?
No, not yet. I will in just a minute. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
That's 200 shows. We'll be back next week with 201. You betcha. Class is dismissed.
Bring my friend, I said.